We're up to Daf Mem Ches, Amid Aleph, actually Mem Zayin, Amid Beis, the last word on the line. Let me just go over very briefly the Amid from Mem Zayin, Amid Beis. The Gemara started from the top of the Amid and said the following Baya. Beina Benayim, meaning when the Gemara interchanges back and forth between Kmitza, which is by the Soilus, the Mincha, and Chafina, which is by the Keteris. So Gemara had a first question. Is Beina Benayim between the fingers of the Maisa Kmitza of three finger breaths? What's the status? Is it called Kmitza and Kmitza you have to be Seirif? Or is it called Shirayim and Shirayim are eaten, are allowed to be eaten? Now you can't just treat it, L'chumra, as Kmitza, because if you are going to burn it, Kmitza is burnt and Shirayim is eaten, and since you're not sure what the status of between the fingers is, it's not seen from the inside, it's not seen from the outside, it's smack in the middle. So if you're going to treat it like Shirayim, that you eat it, it might be kmitza. That's a problem. You can't eat something that has to be burnt. And if you're going to burn it, depends when you burn it. If you burn it first, then there's a problem. Because maybe it's shirayim, and shirayim shechosu ben kmitza lak Torah, if shirayim was gotten rid of, it's not here, before the ma'isa kmitza, between the kmitza and lak Torah, or before you finish the kmitza and lak Torah, only then is it matter the shirayim, it's already missing before that, then it's possible too, then you can't do the lak Torah either. So the Gemara says, the Eitzah is, what you do is you burn it, as Akhtara would have been burnt, as Kmitza would have been burnt. The problem is that there's another problem that's called Kol Shemimenu Le'ishim. That means when you bring something to be burnt, Le'ishim, so then the rest, the Shirayim, is Bebal Taktiri, you're not allowed to burn. So how could you take now this Shirayim and treat it like Kmitza and burn it even second, even afterwards? So Enicham, it's not going to be Shirayim Shechosru Ben Kmitza Lak Torah, but it's Kol Shemen and Le'ishim. When the Kmitza itself is burnt, then the Shirayim cannot be Balta Taktiru, it's a lav. So the Gemara says the Eitzah is, according to Rabbi Lezer, you can make it a Tanai and you say, I'm burning it, if it's Shirayim, I'm burning it L'Shem Eitzim. You're not allowed to burn it L'Reach Nichoyach. But the Shem Eitzim for firewood, that you can always be done even on Shirayim. It's not worse than eating it. I'm eating it, or I'm burning it for firewood. That's my usage. I'm not burning it L'Reach Michoyach. Kol Shemen L'Ishim, Hageba Bal Taktira means for fire, for Ishim, L'Reach Michoyach, but for firewood, you're allowed to. Then the Gemara says, but not according to Eliezer, you have a problem, so you have an Eitzah. If you have fat fingers, if the Kohen does the Maisa Kmitza with fat fingers, there is no Beina Benayim. And that's what you have to ensure. So the Gemara says, once you say this, you don't have to say Eliezer Shita of B'di'eved that you can be used for Eitzim. Don't do B'di'evedic Eitzah. Make sure you have a Kohen Hedyot that has fat fingers. Now the question is, the Gemara continues, what about now by Chafina? Till now we're talking about Kmitza. So the Gemara continued, by the two dots from Zayin Amid Beis, around 50 lines from the bottom, what about Beina Benayim of the Chafina, of when you take both palms together in a V shape, and you put the palms next to each other, and you scoop up the Keteris, and you put it in the Kaf? So what about the Beina Benayim over there? So the Gemara says, what's the question? If you learn Meloy Chofnov from the same way, from by Meloy Koimtsoi, so just like what you said over there, it's considered a Suffolk. The Gemara called it before a Suffolk. And as a Suffolk, you have to be Makterit, and Yelshem Eitzim, so do the same thing over here. So the Gemara says, no. The question is, how do you look at Chafina? Is there a din? By Komatz, it means you have to do a Maitse Komatz. And Beine Benayim is not called Komatz. Mashenken over here, don't say V'lokach. It says V'hevi. So V'hevi means as long as you're being the Chafina, you're the Keteris, even if it's Memela that it came between your fingers. But the Gemara says, no. But it says V'lokach in the beginning of the Pasuk. Of that Pasuk, it says V'lokach Gacheles. So maybe that V'lokach is going on the Maitse Chafina too. So it's like V'komatz. The Gemara blabs the Teku. Then Rapapa has six more bias as follows. So the Rapapa, when it comes back to Kmitza now, Kmitza, you have to do the regular way of Kmitza. Regular way of Kmitza is the pinky goes into the mincha first, and then you close up three fingers and you use the pinky to sweep off and smooth out the bottom and the thumb to smooth out the top. That's going to come to inchi. What about if you do Rosh Hetzboisov? You put your palm down first and you close your fingers. And it's a Mashmoris, says you do all five fingers suddenly, not three. That's the Mashmoris, that's how the Rambam learns, but that's the Mashmoris. Is that called the Kmitza? Or what about Milmata Lamalo? Not palm palm down first, but palm up. And then you lower your hand, palm up, and then you close your fingers. Minat Stodin Mahu. What about you put palm down and you shake your fingers right to left? You shake your whole palm, and the millet falls where it's supposed to fall. So the Gemara says Teku. So that's a Teku by Kmitza. Then Rapapa continues, By Chafina, you also you have to do Kedachafni Inchi. Kedachafni means the regular way of Chafina. Like we said, two palms together and you scoop up the Keteris. What about Chofen Begoshetz Boisov? What if you take the tips of your fingers and that's how you created the Maisa Chafina? Or Milmata Lamala. Again, that the palm is downward and that's how you clean it. Either Begoshetz Boisov means that the palm is down or the palm is up. Milmata Lamala means the palm is up. So what about in such a case? Or minatzad mahu? What about if you do it in a sideways manner? Or what about chofan zubazu, a fourth bayah? So it's really seven. If you take two handfuls separate, and then you kirv and zelazer, and then you put them near each other, and that's how you have the ma'aseh chafina. So the Gemara comes out, teku. All this Gemara is a teku. This we got up to the last word of Memzayin Amid Beis. Boyi Rav Papa. Rav Papa has the following question. Back to sveikas and kmitza. We're interchanging sveikas and kmitza, and then the chafina. So the din is as follows. It's just a small akdom, which is negay for the whole amid, really. The Gemara in Menachos, Daf Yud Gimel says, it says in the Pasuk, Zois ha-Torah lo'oila u'lemincha. We compare an oila to a mincha. Now, just like by an oila, which is regular carbon, you have to have shechita, and after the shechita, you have to have kabbalah, and then you have to have halacha to bring the blood from the kli, and then zrika on the mizbeach. So corresponding to that, you have a kmitza as follows too. The kmitza is corresponding to the ma'aseh shechita, the kmitza itself, when you take the mincha and the three finger breaths, and then afterward you place it in a utensil, in a kli, that's like the kabbalah of the dam. Placing the mincha, the flour in a kli, is like the kabbalah of the dam in a kli. And then you have the halacha taking the mincha in the kli to be burnt on the mizbeach, that's the halacha. That's corresponding to halacha of dam. And Haktara is corresponding to Zrika. So Mamela, the four avoiders that you have by Shechita, Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika, and Dam, you have similarly by Kmitza. Kmitza, which is like Shechita, and then placing in the Kli is Kabbalah, the flower, Halacha, bringing it to the Mizbeach, and Haktara, and burning it. So the burning is like the Zrika, and that's corresponding. So now the Gemara's question is as follows on the top of Chesam and Aleph. Boi Rapapa. Since we said that Kabbalah corresponds to placing the mincha in the kli, you place it, you don't accept it. It's not that it's blood that spurts out and you have to catch it, but rather you're placing it, but you don't place it in the kli. The mincha, after all, it sticks to the walls of the kli because it has in there shemen, it has oil in there. So what if you paste it and you so to speak make it stick? You stick it to the walls of the kli. Is that considered a kabbalah of kli shoris? That's mekadesh the mincha. My toich kli beinon. At the end of the day, it's in the kli. Va'ika, so you're good to go. It's like a kabbalah of the dam. So to over here, the koimitz went inside. Oidilma hanocha betoichoy ketiknoy beinon. Or maybe the ma'isa hanocha by mincha has to be the regular fashion inside, regular, in the bottom of the utensil. Va'leika, so Gemara blives the teiku. Now, the question of the Gemara, Reb Meir Simcha and other Achronim explain, is since by Kabbalah we know that the dam goes in, and the question is now by the Kmitza, do we say the same thing? So he says the question is like this: really, the Gemara in Zvachim Chofei says Ave Kli Kli. As soon as the dam hits the airspace of the kli, it's considered a Kabbalah. So why should be any difference over here? Why over here do we have a question? If the kmitza placing inside the kli, even on the sides, is considered a Kabbalah, just like by dam it's Kabbalah. What do you mean? By dam it's a Feresh Gemara. Avri kli kakli. So what's b'chal d'shaila? On that, Rav Meir Simcha explains, the lomdus is different. By kmitza, it's not like dam where it goes in automatically. By dam, it enters memela. So as soon as it enters the airspace, it's called Kabbalah. Kmitza, the flower, doesn't have little feet that it goes into the kli. You have to place it there. So without a hanocha b'yadayim, it's not called a ma'isa Kabbalah. So maybe you'd have to have a hanocha b'yadayim on the floor of the kli. When you something goes in memela, so since it's going to fall, like it's soifel anuach, it's going to be there. So then, ave kli kli, that's by dam. But a ma'isa b'yadayim that you have to do by kmitza, maybe the ma'isa b'yadayim is only considered a ma'isa Kabbalah when you place it in the kli, meaning on the floor of the kli. That's the suffix of the Gemara. Zok the Gemara teiku. Zok the Gemara, another question. Now the Gemara has says, what about boy ma'i b'ravashi, afche lemona, V'dafke l'koymetz bar ite the mono. Let's say you flip over the utensil. Two, a few ways how to learn this in the Rishonim, but one way is you flip over the utensil, the kli, and you place it in the inside of the utensil, but you stick it to the bottom where it usually is, but that bottom now became the roof, right? Like if you take a utensil, flip it over, so the floor of the utensil becomes the roof when you flip it over. So what if you place it and stick it on the roof now, which is really the bottom, but just flipped over utensil? That's one way of learning. Or another way of learning, Rashi learns, is that you flipped over the utensil and the top of the utensil now, which is the bottom, original bottom, has a base kibble. It has a little rim, so it's like a base kibble. Is that considered a Kabbalah in a kli, that little rim? Or no, it's a kli that's flipped over, so it's not considered a hanocha b'toychoi. Zog du mora boi ma'a b'ravashi, afche lemona v'dafke l'koymeitz, bari'itei, and you're a doivik, since it's you can paste it on, you can stick it on. You're a doivik the koymeitz, bari'itei the mona. Either on the original bottom, but now the bottom became the roof, or on the flipped over bottom, which has a base kibul, mahu. Hanocha betoicha b'inon vo'i kolamayis, at the end it's in it. Either it's the roof now, which is the original bottom, which is in, or it's on the outside, but it has a base kibul, so it's toichoi. Oidilma hanocha kitikuna b'inon. That's not a regular way of a regular hanocha, kabbalah nikli. V'leiko, zogmo teiku. Zogmo, now a question, l'gabi chafina, which is on the ktoiris, not on the kibitz anymore. The more interchanges. When we say you take two palms and you put them together and you make you take two handfuls of chafina of k'tiris and you place it in the calf. That was the avoda. So boy rapopa meloy chof nav shomru mechukois or gedushois. When it's in your palm of your hand, is it smooth to the surface of your palm, or is it gedushois, or is it heaped up? Meaning, what amount of k'toris do you place into your hands? Is it a heapful that heaps up like a little mound? Or is it mechukos? Or is it smooth, straight, parallel, flush with the rest of your hands? Omalei Rav Abba l'Rav Ashi Toshma. I'll bring the following raya. Meloi chof nav sha'omru. It says clearly in the braisa, loy mechukos v'loy gedushos ela tfufos. It's neither smooth nor heaping. Ela tfufos. Tfufos Vashi says, Loshen dover tzaf, begoivim at. It's a little floating, a little high. Kamoy al da atvech atfucha. So it's somewhere in the middle. It's not flush exactly with your skin of your inside of your palms, but it's not heaping up, but it's tfufos. It looks like it's a little floating when you have a side view. Zogdemo tanan hosam. State in the Mishnah in Zvochim, davchof hei, as follows. Nishbach ha-dam ala ritzpo. This is talking about now by regular Kabbalah's dam of a korban. If the dam spilled, you're supposed to be mekabel the dam from the par, from the neck, from the base hashchita, into a klishoris. So nishbach ha-dam ala ritzpo, if let's say it spilled on the floor, before you had a chance to accept it in the klishoris, v'osvoi, and now you scooped up the blood off the floor into the klishoris, into the utensil, posul. That's not a ma'aseh Kabbalah. Kabbalah means that you accept it from the dam of the par. Directly, the dam comes shooting and squirting out of the par. But if you accepted it off the floor into the klishoris, that's not a ma'aseh Kabbalah, it's a p'sul in the avoda. So nishbach ha-dam ala ritzpo. First it fell on the ground for osvoi, and then you gathered it in the utensil, posul. Minakli ala ritzpo. Let's say it was first accepted in the utensil. There was a ma'aseh Kabbalah that was chal. And then it spilled out onto the floor, and then you re-scooped it up, and you put it back in the kli. Minakli ala ritzpo, from the kli on the floor. Va'osvoi, then it's kosher. Menani mili, the Gemara over there says, what's the makar that nishbach adam ala ritzpo directly va'osvoi from the par, it's possible. But if it fell off the out of the kli and then you recollected it, then it's kosher. Zakmo de tonne rabbonon. It says in the posuk, v'lokach midam hapar, the posuk says, v'lokach hakoin hamashiach midam hapar, v'hevi yosel amoyed. It says, midam hapar. So there's a mem before the word dam. Midam hapar. Zok gemorah we dash as follows. V'lokach midam hapar. So number one we dashen midam hanefesh v'loy midam ha'or. When you make when you sever the head of the animal by the simonim, so first you have dam coming out from the surface, from the skin itself. That's not the dam that you're supposed to be mekabel. That's not enough to be mekayim the din, a kiyum din of kabbalah sadam. That's the dam of the or. So that's not dama nefesh. Mi dama par means from the blood of the par. Which blood? Very specific blood. The dama nefesh. The dam that the nefesh is yoitzeboy. Not v'loy mi dama or not the dam of the heart itself. V'loy mi dama tamtzis. Tamtzis is like the mitzui. Dama tamtzis is the end of the squirting of the blood. Not the dama nefesh. It starts off dama or, then goes dama nefesh, and then it's dama tamtzis, which is the remaining blood. That last trickle that comes out later, the tamtzis, that's not going to be considered a ma'aseh kabbalah. Now, the etzem dama nefesh, it starts off dama kiluach, that's called kiluach. It flows out very strongly. It's black, it's darker, it's more reddish. That's already in the dama nefesh itself. But the point is, it's lafuke dama or and lafuke dama tamtzis. Zok Gemar continues and darshans from the posuk of V'lokach hakoyin amashiach midam apar. Zok demo midam apar. We dashen dam mehapar ikableno. We take the mem of midam and we take it. That's like goyin amasifin. We take the mem and we place it as if it's written before the hay of apar. Meaning dam mehapar ikableno. From the par. And not from the floor. But directly from the par. So if it was accepted from the par, it's a ma'aseh kabbalah. Now, after it falls out of the kli on the floor, that's not a problem. You're ready to mekayem kabbalah. You can scoop it up. But if it's going to fall on the floor directly from the par, that's not a ma'aseh kabbalah when you scoop it off the floor. Because it says, dam me hapar kablanu. Now, it doesn't say me hapar, but we dash in the mem of mi dama nefesh, mi dama par, I mean, just like we dash in mi dama nefesh and not dama ur and dama tamtzis, we also dash in the mem as if it says, dam me hapar kablanu, directly from the par and not off the ground. Meaning initially, it has to go directly from the par. The isaka daitoch, if you're going to say, midam hapar, meaning, midam afilu mixas dam, if you're going to tell me that midam means even mixas dam, so maybe midam is coming to tell me not to take the mem and place it, dam me hapar ikableno. Maybe it's coming to tell me that mixas dam is sufficient for the ma'aseh kabbalah from the dam nefesh itself, meaning maybe mixas of the dam nefesh is sufficient. Zog the Gemara, no, that can't be. You can't dash in it that way. You have to mekabel all the dam. So it can be that midam hapar is telling me that it's sufficient to mekabel mixas of the dam and nefesh. Because it says clearly that mekabel tzorchi kabel is called domish hapar. Shenemar, because it says in a posuk, another posuk, ves kol dam hapar yishporech el yisoid mizbeach. That means that after he receives the dam in the klishores, so it says that he places it on the karnes hamizbeach, and then it says ves kol dam apar. What would be the rest of the dam? Yishpach yisoid mizbeach oil asher pesach oil moed. So it says clearly ves kol dam apar yishpach yisoid mizbeach. So it can be that the kabbalah was only in part of the dam because it says clearly kol dam apar at the end when you shayfich it to the yisoid, it you're done with all the dam and nefesh was all taken care of. So it's not part of the dam. So it's not that they're dashing the mem to be referring to midam hapar part of the dam. No, but rather the mem is going to the word hapar, dam me hapar yikableno. Elish ma'ami no, my midam, that doesn't mean partial dam. My midam, zok demore, shmami no, my midam hapar, dam me hapar yikableno. That you take the mem and you use it in front, and you place it in front of the word hapar, dam from the par and not off the ground. And that's the Gemara in Zvachim. And Chofhei, the synopsis of this Gemara, it doesn't mean dama tamtzis, it doesn't mean dama ha'or, it means dama nefesh, it doesn't mean part of the dam, because it says clearly, kol dama yishporech, so rather it means the mem is goyin, because so far, goyin ma'asif from the dorshin, you take the mem and you place it, dam meha parik ableno, directly from the neck and not off the ground. So now, what is the purpose of this Gemara? The Gemara wanted to bring, we see from here that. Oh, so now the Gemara declares as follows. After this hakdoma of a synopsis of Zvachim Chofhei, that we dash in Dame Apari Kableno, so now Rav Papa continues in the bias that he had legabe the Maisik Teres. Boy Rav Papa, nispaze rak Teres, mimloi chofnov, just like we said by the dam, that it can't be off the ground, but rather it has to be from the kli first, it has to be first in the kli, and then it can fall on the ground and re-scoop it, but it can't be directly from the pyre on the ground. Let's say the k'teres spilled on the ground, meaning, how do you look at the hand of the kohen? Is this hand considered like the neck of the animal? So it fell from the neck of the animal onto the ground, and then it can't go into a kli anymore, because after all, after the Maaseh Chafina, we said, Chafina is compared to Shechita, then it goes into kli shoreis. Now, we said, by a par, the dam has to go directly from the neck into the kli. So likewise over here, do you look at the hand as a Maaseh Shechita, and the kmitza, after that, the kmitza is a Shechita, it has to go directly in the kli, it can't be on the floor? Or do we not look at it like that way? Or do we look at it as a kli shoreis itself? That means the hand is mekadesh the ktoris already, and it's a kli shoreis. Now you have to place it in another kli shoreis, that's true. But the hand was already a kli shoreis, and the mele of the Maaseh Kmitza was done in a kli shoreis, because the hands are like kli shoreis, so then it fell out of the kli onto the floor, and then you're allowed to place it back in a kli. So that's the suffix. How do you look at the hand? Zok digmol boi rapopo, nispazer aktoris mimloi chofnof. It was nispazer from the chofnayim, from the hand, mahu. Yodoy ketzaver behema domi. Is the head considered like the tzaver of the animal, the neck? So that's comparable to the shechita, upsula. So it fell from directly from the neck on the ground. Or maybe it's considered like a klishoris, and it would not be possible if it said it fell out of the kli. Out of the kli is not a psul. On that, the Gemara remains with the teiku. Now, the Gemara's suffix is clearly only by k'toris. Why can't you have the same suffix by a mincha? Meaning, by a mincha, the same thing. You do the maisa kmitza. Why are you claiming by the maisa chafinim when it fell on the ground? Say the same thing. You have a maisa mincha, where you do the maisa kmitza with the three finger breaths, and it fell on the ground. So the teretz is that by mincha, it's poshut that the yad is like the tzavar. Because when we compare the Gemara in Menachos, it was oiler in a mincha, we compare one to another, not k'tiris. Here we're claiming specifically by k'tiris. When we said, otherwise it won't be a suffix b'chlal, we said that the maisa kmitza is like shechita, and then placing it in the kli is considered like Kabbalah. And then halacha and haktorah is like halacha and zrika. That's all by mincha. But here we're specifically talking about haktorah. I wasn't saying it correctly before. We're talking about the maisa haktorah. The maisa haktorah now, I'm sorry, we're talking about k'toris, I mean. By k'toris, before we're talking, when we said the Gemara Menachos, we're talking about k'mitza, which is like shechita, and then placing in the kli is like kabbalah, and then alocha, and then the maisa k'mitza that is burnt, that's like the zrika. Here we're talking about the maisa chafina, which is the maisa of the k'toris. By the k'toris, there's no gzeres akosif that we compare it exactly like shechita. So maybe by chafina, how do you look at the hand in chafina? Chafina is afterwards is placed in the kli too, it goes into the kaf. We know it goes in the kaf. But how do you look at the hands of the chafina? Is that hand a klishores? So it fell out of the hand, it fell out of the klishores on the ground? Or is that hand like the tzavar, the behema? And mamele, you have to specifically get it into the kaf before it goes on the ground. So by mincha, it's poshut that the hand is like...
Ketaris of every day or chafina of Yom Kippur?
By both of them. Why should it be a difference?
You said yesterday that by Yom Kippur you only use the kap, you only use the keli because you have no brera.
Oh.
You only use it because you can't put the turret on the floor.
Oh, that's mamish the Briskerov's word. So the Briskerov says mamish this the kuda. He says as follows. He says by k'toris the Gemara has a suffix. By minchish poshut that the yad is like the tzav and it's posel. By k'mitza because k'mitza is mokum shchita. But by k'toris that you place in the kli, it's be'etzem not like a kabbalah sadam. Why? Because what you're saying now, me'ikar din, you don't need a kli. The whole kli was only a default. Because since you have a problem that you have no other way how to bring it in, you can't carry your hand palms in. You can't make two beers, we said. You can't come in twice. You can't put the stunt and put the gachelas on top of the chafina, because that's not the derech of doing it with your teeth and putting it on there. A place taking it over, even if someone placed it on, you can't take it over with your teeth. Melech bosav adomei noisin kain. So memela, the kaf is only by default you have to have it, but it's not be'etzim adin kli. So memela, it's different than, that's what Biskov says, that's why it's different than by mincha. By mincha, it's poshut the hand is a tzavar and the kli is a din kabbalah. By k'toris, we go for Claire because by k'toris, it's not so poshut. Because by k'toris, the kli is by kaf is only because you have a theoretical, you have a technical problem that you can't enter no other way besides the kaf. So memela, that's the suffix in the Gemara. Look at the Tosfos Shonim in Dibur HaMaskil Nispazra. Nispazra k'toris meloi chofnov mahu teima l'rav Rabbi Chanan midishavke l'koymeitz you drop the question of koimetz, v'nokach teiris, you only clear this question by teiris, mashma, the be koimetz, pshitele. It's posh about the teiris, that it's a psul. V'afina mole mole, if you learn mole koimtsoi, and mole choft of one from another. So, hainu hach, v'oimer rebi, the pshita, the gabi koimetz, have a katsava beima. By koimetz, it's posh that it's a katsava beima, the hand. L'fishi yesh, dalad avoidis b'mincha, k'nega dalad avoidis sholdam, k'amin of amnochas yud gimel. Ava b'k'toyres mi ba'ilei, t'fi she'ein kli l'chafina, ele mishum deloy efsha. Like we're saying now, this is what he points out to B'skrov. Since making a din, you don't need a kli. It's only because loy efsha, kila kama b'somuch, v'hilkach loy dami lei k'mitza, she b'mokam shkita, v'kidush kli, hu b'mokam kabbalah sedam. So it's loy damia. By k'mitza, over there it's taka b'mokam shkita, v'kidush kli is b'mokam kabbalah sedam. Mashenken over here, b'k'toyres, it's loy damia. And we clear the sofik dafka b'k'toyres. So zog the Gemara, boy rapop and ispazak tersum loy chofra mau, yodik tava behemed omi psula, oi demokli shogaz dom vloy psula, teku. Zog the Gemara weiter, another question. Boy rapop, chishev bechafinas kteris. If let's say at the time of the chafin of the kteris, you have a machshove psula, meaning to be makterit tomorrow, the chafinas kteris has to have a maisak Torah after the maisak chafina. So let's see, mechashev, to be makterit tomorrow, meaning chutzes mano, or to be makterit chutzem koimoi, psulech machshove, mau, what's the din? Mi amrino, do we say, yalef meloi mimincho? Do we comparing out meloi koimtsoi from meloi chofnov? And just like by mincho, there's a psul machshove, chutzes mano, chutzem koimoi, so by chafina, there's also psul machshove. Ma hosa mahanya, bo machshove, just like machshove helps to passel it, if you have a machshove psula, so chanami mahanya bo machshove, oiloi, or we don't learn exeris shove. And we don't find a ma'aseh psul machshava by chafina. So Rashi Bavons, we had already a gzeir shava before that you learn meloy meloy legabe the fact that you can't have a kli. So if you learn a gzeir shava legabe the fact that you can't have a kli and you have to do a ma'aseh chafina, so why should by machshava be any difference? And that Rashi says that sometimes you can have a gzeir shava for one thing we compare it, but it doesn't mean we compare it for everything. So Melech Gemara clears the suffix over here, is a psul machshava or not when it comes to the chafina? And Tosfos says the question really comes down to, is the maisa chafina considered like a psul of dalal avoidus or not? Is it one of the dalal avoidus that you would have a psul machshava or not? So the Gemara wants to be pushed and it says, Omer Rav Simi ba'ashi l'Rav Papa, that machshava would passel by k'toris. Why? State behedya, toshma, state in the idiot as follows. Hoisiv Rebbe Kiva was moisif. As follows, it says ha soilus or ha koimetz, meaning we're talking about the mincha, the haktoris. Now we're saying that ktoris that you have the whole year, say the whole year, say yom kippur. There's a din just like by kmitza, just like by mincha. Haktoris v'alavoina, the levoina that goes together with the mincha, v'agicholim or the gicholim, the coals that the koyin is koyin golas choyt on yom kippurim. To be makter lefnai v'lefnim miktoris. So on all the things that are in a kli, shim nogat ful yoim b'miktzoson posalis kulon. That's one of the chumras of kodesh of a truma, that if you touch miktzas, even though it's a separate entity, he didn't touch all of it, so still the din is, it's posalis kulon. So we seek, because the kli is mitzarefit. So we see al kaponim, we're comparing one to another. That means just like by mincha we have this klal that nogat ful yoyim b'miktzos and posel es kulon, so too by k'toris we have the same din, and by the levoina of the mincha and by the gechalim of the k'toris. So we're comparing one to another that the psul of nogat b'miktzos and posel es kulon. And now we continue kasal k'daitoch. We assume that me the posel tful yoyim, just like there's a psul yoyim, a psul of tful yoyim on the k'toris. So we see that there's a kedush saguf when you place it in the klishores, because a tful yoyim doesn't is not metam estam chulin, only when it only passes kochim. So we see it's a kedush saguf. So posel namilino. So if there's a kedush saguf, so if you're not makter it and it went through a night, there's a psulina like every kedush saguf. Umidelina posla posel nami machshava. And if there's a psulina, so what then is a psul machshava? And if there's a psul machshava, so we push the question we bring a rai from here that just like by menochas there's a psul machshava chutz mano chutzim koimoi. Likewise, when it comes to the k'toris the chafina, there's a psul machshava that a person can passel the k'toris. So Gemara's Masik Gemara comes out that Midapos Lalino, just like the Psul of Tvulyoim Miktas Tvulyoim, that Nagab Miktsos and Pasas Kulon, so Adin, there's a Psul Tvulyoim, there's a Psul of Lina, and if it's a Psul of Lina, so Adin, there's a Psul of Machshova, so it comes out Maskona, we're saying that Chisheb Chafina is considered a Psul of Machshova. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the Omid by Boy Rapopa.